The Health Minister, Gillian Skinner, spent thousands of taxpayers' dollars on an overseas trip as the recent chemo underdosing scandal unfolded. It's been revealed in State Parliament today that Gillian Skinner splashed out $84,000 on a delegation to China. It was an 11-night trip in April this year. Nearly $14,000 was spent on accommodation alone for Gillian Skinner and her chief of staff, an average of $1,270 per night. The state opposition says this took place after Mrs. Skinner found out that patients at St. George and Sutherland hospitals had been incorrectly treated for cancer. They have stepped up their calls for the health minister to resign. Chris O'Keefe, Nine News, State Parliament reporters on the line. G'day, Chris.
G'day, Ben.
What's Gillian Skinner had to say?
Well, she's defending it. She's completely disputing what the Labor Party have said on the floor of Parliament today. She said she only found out about the allegations of underdosing against Dr. Kieran Fadke at St. George and Sutherland hospitals when she returned from China. She says that even the alarm wasn't raised by one of his colleagues until after that trip had finished. But it was right at the height of the underdosing scandal at St. Vincent's Hospital, which we know Dr. John Greigel allegedly underdosed more than 100 cancer patients. The Labor Party have said, well, she shouldn't have headed overseas. She should have been looking after the people that were affected by this and trying to keep this scandal under control.
What was the trip for?
It was a business delegation. She took some vice chancellors from universities, the private public sector, as well as the chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, over as well. It was one of these junkets, so I shouldn't call it a junket. It was one of these business arrangements where you go over, you meet the people from the neighbouring country and try to foster some business relationships. Now, she says that the outcomes have been phenomenal in terms of return on that investment, and some business arrangements have been made. But I'll tell you what, after a couple of weeks of Gillian Skinner's ad, this is the last thing that she wanted on her plate.
Yeah, they're not letting her off the hook. The opposition leader, Luke Foley, has said in a statement, Premier Baird needs to find a new health minister, one who puts patients ahead of international travel. We'll see your story on Nine News tonight, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Chris O'Keefe.